All right. I got a story for you guys.
All right. I'm going to listen.
So last week I was out on Thursday and Friday.
What? You didn't tell us this?
Yeah. Well, you guys knew that because you were here. Hmm. So we took my dad, along with my sister's family, we all went to New Mexico, to Santa Fe. And this summer, my dad is celebrating his 80th birthday.
All right.
So this was the only weekend that we could all get together, go out of town, take a trip. He loves New Mexico, loves the mountains. And so we said, let's take him there. We'll have a little birthday party and we'll have a good time. So we go there. We took him on a good long hike one day and he made it the whole way. He loves to hike. And I told him afterwards, you know, about 1% of 80-year-olds can make a hike like that. So you should feel pretty good about yourself. So he's in great health, had a great time.
Good.
So on Friday, everybody had their own plans. A couple people were going to go to this national monument. A couple people were going to walk around town. So I was left without anything that I really wanted to do. So I thought, I'm going to rent a mountain bike. And there are hundreds of trails up in the Santa Fe National Forest between Santa Fe and the ski basin and well, well beyond.
Are they like dirt trails?
Yeah, dirt trails. So I said, I'm going to rent a mountain bike. I'm going to ask the guys at the shop which trail I should take, and I'm going to do that. So on Thursday evening, I go to the bike shop, and I rent a mountain bike. And I said, okay, what trail should I take? I'd like to ride up to the ski basin if I can. And I want, you know, something that'll take me a couple of hours. The guy said, okay, you should take the Windsor Trail. It's a great trail.
Hello.
Hello, Windsor.
Music. Yeah, the golf music was just really throwing me off. It doesn't fit the story at all. So, yeah, just any
play
kind
something
of...
something hard driving.
Play some AC/DC.
It doesn't even have to be that, but that was just... It was really unsettling to me for some reason. I felt like I should be on 17 talking about Nick Faldo. Okay, this will work.
Welcome into the lounge.
Sounds like
yes, this will work.
Mountain bike music to me.
Yeah, this is mountain bikey.
All right, doesn't really fit the supposed intensity of this story.
Well, this is
of me losing my life, perhaps.
Hotel lounge.
All right, so the guy at the bike shop says, "Take the Windsor Trail." He says it's 12 miles. It starts in a village called Tasuki.
Hello.
He says,
"Hello, Tasuki."
You will take Road 72A. Out of Tasuki. It's a very small village, 2 blocks long. He says it'll follow the creek. He says a couple of times on the 12-mile trail, you might have to get off and push the bike. He said, but do you ride a lot? And I said, yeah, you know, not mountain bikes a lot, but I ride road bikes a lot. And he said, okay, you should be all right. And he says it'll dump you out right at the ski basin, and then you can turn around and come back down that trail, or you can come down the road. It's a great ride. He says it's one of our best rides here. He says it's not very well marked.
Uh-oh.
But you'll love it. He says it takes you through the high desert, then it takes you through the aspen groves, then it takes you through the pine trees, and you're in the ski village. Sounds great.
So this is uphill.
It's uphill the whole way.
What kind of elevation are you accomplishing here?
Starting at 7,000 feet, finishing at 10,000 feet.
Okay.
So you're pretty up there.
I'm out.
Even at 7,000 feet, just walking 100 feet uphill would wind you.
Yeah, you feel it. All right, so they give me a mountain bike, and it's got a kit with a spare tube in it. It's got a pump. I'm set to go. So the next morning I wake up and I leave the house at 8:30 and I've got a bottle of Gatorade and I've got a bottle of water in my back pocket. I put my watch on and I wasn't going to, but I'm thankful I did because I really didn't care about the time and I didn't really care about the mileage. I just wanted to go out for a few hours and do this ride.
But you ended up needing a watch face to signal the aircraft.
All right, so I ride from the house that we were renting to Tasuki, which was about 4 miles. And it was downhill the whole way, so it was nothing, right? Just a few minutes, you get there. I come into the village of Tasuki, and I see 2 road signs. One says 73A this way. One says 72D this way.
Hmm. Not 72A?
Yeah, where it's...
All I remembered was 72. I didn't remember the A part.
Huh.
I just remembered 72. So I said, well, I know it's not 73. I know they told me at the shop 72, so that's the road. So I take this road, and it's a little short road through a neighborhood, just like they said. And then it dead ends. And then to my right, there's a little gate, and there's a dry creek bed. And I thought, well, that's got to be it. That has to be the start of the trail, right? It's exactly as they described. It'll be a side street through a neighborhood. It's unmarked. You follow a creek bed.
You will see many things on your journey.
Oh, that's got to be it.
You will see a creek bed.
I was starting to see many things.
You'll see a cow on a roof.
Okay. What?
So I start riding, and I'm riding through this creek bed, and it's pretty sandy, so I immediately almost have to get off and push the bike. So I'm pushing and pushing, and I push for probably 20 or 30 minutes.
a heck of a ride, isn't it?
As I'm waiting for the trail to emerge, and after about 20 or 30 minutes of pushing this bike, I'm thinking, this is wrong. I missed the trail somewhere. So I turn around, and as I'm pushing it back down the creek bed, I see a trail off to the side. That's got to be it.
Yeah.
So I get on the trail and I start riding. Okay, now I'm moving. Now I'm pedaling. But the trail gets really narrow in spots, and it's jammed up against a fence of a ranch in one spot, and it doesn't really feel like this great trail that they told me about, but I keep going because it's got to be it. It's Road 72-something leading out of Tusuki, this little village, and it's a trail.
At this point, I just would have laid down and waited for death to come.
So I keep riding, and now I'm gone for about an hour.
By the way, you have cell phone?
I do have my cell phone with me, but I have no coverage.
Oh, okay.
No signal.
Yeah, no signal. So after about an hour, I get to a fork in the road, and I stop, and there's a little trail marker, and it's a bunch of stones stacked on top of each other.
That's what we call a grave, Craig.
The last guy who tried this trail.
And I think, okay, at least humans have been here. If I go left, it's almost impossible. It's all grown over, and in each way followed a creek bed. Left, all grown over. There's no way that's it. But to the right, while there is a trail there, it looks really difficult to ride. So at this point, I'm not turning around. I've got to be on the right trail. At some point, it's going to open up and turn into the magical trail they told me it would be.
Yeah, the Great Windsor Trail.
Right. The only option is to go right here. So I go right, but I ride about 20 feet, and then I have to push. And now I'm going through thick brush and a narrow trail, and it's really steep, and I'm pushing the bike the whole way, and I come to certain walls, basically, that are about 4 feet or 6 feet, and I have to put the bike on my shoulder and climb up this wall, then get back on the trail that I can't ride, that I can only push.
You're hiking with a bike, is
I'm
what you're
I'm hiking
doing.
With a bike.
Yeah. Craig Miller.
The bike has played a trick on you. It just wanted to be carried up a mountain.
Right. But I keep passing these little markers, stones. You know, it never says Windsor Trail, but these stones that were stacked on each other where humans have been here. So I'm thinking, okay, I've got to be on the right trail. But I'm thinking to myself, all right, they said that I could probably ride up this, but I don't think a pro mountain biker could ride up this stuff. So I'm pushing, pushing, carrying, pushing.
We're about an hour and a half into this?
We're now at about 2+ hours.
Oh,
it's now,
God.
I started at 8:30. It's now 10:45.
How much Gatorade and water you got left?
11 o'clock.
You're empty. You're bone dry.
I've been drinking them pretty good. And I'm thinking when I get to the ski area, I'll refuel. So
sure,
I carried enough for about 2 hours. All right, now it's 11 o'clock, and now I'm pretty much figuring out this isn't the right trail. But I've gone this far.
You're 4 hours into it.
I'm 2.5 hours into it. I don't want to turn around and waste 2.5 hours of extreme exertion for nothing. So I'm thinking, all right, I looked at the map. I have a little map with me of the Windsor Trail. And I'm trying to make it work, but it's not really working. But I'm thinking, all right, there's so many trails up here. At some point, this little trail that I'm on, the wrong trail, is going to intersect with a major trail.
This is turning into Oregon Trail, where you got to pack your supplies for 6 months.
I know I'm headed in the right direction because of
I
know I'm headed towards the ski basin because of the mountains and the sun, and I know I'm still headed east, and I think I'm doing okay. All right, so I'm still pushing, still carrying. I'm... beaten to high holy hell at this point. And around 11,
thank goodness you didn't carry your pistol with you.
Around 11:15, I can kind of see a summit. In other words, I can see sky where it's just been trees from now on, and I can kind of see the top of a ridge. I said, okay, I'm going that far. So by 11:30...
You're going into the light.
You're going into the light. 3 hours into the ride, I finally get to the top of this hill and the top of this trail, and there's another one of those stone markers up there. I get to the top, and I said, okay, here I am resting. So I lean my bike against the tree. I pull out a power bar. I took one of those. I drink the rest of the water that I have. And I'm looking around, and it's gorgeous. It's a beautiful vista.
Okay. It's a win.
But I don't see the ski valley anywhere.
Loss.
And I take a walk.
And druids start walking out, chatting around.
I take a 360-degree walk around my bike where I've parked it, where the trail basically ended, and I'm looking for the continuation of the trail, and it does not exist. After 3 hours of pushing and carrying my bike and chopping my way through the thick brush up this little tiny trail, I have come to a dead end.
There is no
other way out. And it was steep downhill on the other side. It was gradual downhill to my right, but there was no path, and it was a lot of trees to go through. To my left was really thick forest. And I sat there for 30 more minutes, and I thought, what should I do? Should I try to make my way down the mountainside with no trail and hope that I end up hitting a trail or a road?
Do you think you can remember the way you got up there?
Yeah, did you leave power bar breadcrumbs or anything?
I could make it back because it was a trail.
Okay.
It was very hard to navigate and impossible to ride, but it was a trail. So after 30 minutes, I decided, you know, I can't even see the ski slopes, and there's no trail here. I have no other choice. I have to turn around and go back.
Oh, my gosh.
So
had you started hallucinating yet?
No.
Removing your clothing?
No, but my vital organs were starting to shut down due to dehydration. My body was starting to consume itself. So I turn around. Okay. Well, what a wasted day this is. I got the wrong trail. I turn around. I'm thinking, at least I can ride down parts of this that I had to push up.
Downhill.
It's downhill. So it's not going to be as taxing as when I was going up. So I turn around. I have to carry it a little bit downhill, but then I find a little stretch where I can kind of ride. And then I hit this big rock, and I hear, front tire flat. Damn it. So at least they packed the spare tube, and I've got a pump. So I sit down on this trail, and I notice, and I haven't noticed this, I'm bleeding from about four or five different areas. See, I've got a little scrape right there.
From the thatch.
From where the pedals were hitting me on the back of my calves. I've got a
ball sack.
Yeah, that's all cut up. And so I pull out the tube. And like any good cyclist, I know you check the tire.
For
the burr, the net, whatever it was. So I run my fingers inside the tire 30 times because I know this is my last tube. I want to make sure there's not a burr or thorn in there, whatever. I don't feel anything. I put the spare tube in. I take out the pump, and I start pumping it up. Flies are buzzing all around my head. But
vultures.
I don't care about chewing away the flies because I'm so exhausted, and I just want to get this flat fixed and get the hell out of here. So as I'm pumping up...
Hi, Craig, you're hallucinating me right now.
As I'm pumping it up, I'm not feeling it get any fuller. So I start pumping furiously, and it gets a little full, and then I stop, and I hear... Something has punctured the backup tube. I have no more backup, no patch kit. So now I have a front flat, and I have to ride it all the way down.
I would have left the bike there. That's their responsibility.
And it's really hard to ride. At least it was a front flat. It would have been worse had it been a rear flat. So I still have to push and carry it almost the whole way down. There are occasional stretches where it flattened out where I could ride it with the front flat, but it was a beating.
What a beating. Gosh.
So I'm riding with the front flat, and I'm just going along at 1 mile an hour. And then all of a sudden, as I'm, you know, kind of close to getting back to the road, I hear, hey!
Hey!
And I
Harry
stop.
Harry Carey? You're hallucinating him now?
And I stop, and around the corner on a horse comes some cowboy. And he goes...
He's unbuckling his pants.
He goes...
It's going to be you and me for the next 15 minutes.
You one of them mountain bikers that's tying red ribbons to all these trees? And I said, no, sir, I'm from Dallas, and I'm lost, and I'm dehydrated. And he said, oh. He goes, because all through this forest, there are mountain bikers tying red ribbons to the tree. I said, is this the Windsor Trail? And he says, no, you're Windsor miles trail. Miles from the Windsor Trail.
People haven't used that term in 30 years.
Here, let me put you out of your misery.
And I said, oh, I figured after a while this wasn't the Windsor Trail. And he goes, son, I've never seen a mountain biker on this trail.
It's a horse trail.
And I said, well, now I know why. It's made for horses, not for mountain bikes.
Was that you hallucinating Marge, the swim coach, up there?
So I finally get back to the road after I have to talk to this guy for much longer than I wanted to. And there's in this village, Tasuki, there's a little market. So I go in there. I do have a credit card. And I walk in, and it's a market/restaurant. And when I walked in, every fork dropped, and everyone just stared at me.
What did you look like?
I didn't realize.
You had lost the last 30 years.
Yeah. I didn't realize how I looked until I got home and looked in the mirror.
Did you have a big gray beard?
I had a big gray beard. My face was solid black from the dirt. It looked like I'd just taken a mud bath. And I'm bleeding everywhere.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm bleeding from my elbow. My legs are bleeding.
Nuts.
I'm sweating everywhere. And everyone just stares at me like, what the hell?
Yeah, give me a Diablo sandwich and a Dr. Pepper.
So I get a Coke and a bottle of water, and I walk up to the counter, and the guy looks at me, and he goes, I hope your bike has air conditioning. And I couldn't even
Thanks,
speak.
Smart ass.
I couldn't even speak at this point. I was so beaten down. So I drink a Coke and some water. Now I still have 4 miles uphill.
What about a tube? Did they not have a tube in that little town?
No, didn't have a tube. So I have 4 miles uphill on a flat to get back to the house.
How about a hitchhike?
Man, I don't want to do that, so I think I can make it.
What about riding on the back of a horse, like that cowboy?
Summon that cowboy back.
That would have made your sister and dad laugh, and you're in your bike shorts coming back on the back of a horse.
I think I can make it, though, so I'm starting to ride on the road, but I'm going 1 mile an hour. And it was, for some reason, easier to control the front flat on the trail, the dirt trail, than it was on the pavement.
I didn't think you could ride on a flat.
It's really hard. Now, front flat, you can kind of do it on a mountain bike because you can put all your weight on the back and you can kind of just let the wheel find its own path on the dirt.
Huh.
But on the road, it was really difficult. And I had wobble wheel and I was going into traffic. And I'm going 1 mile an hour, but damn it, I'm going to make it home. After about 2 miles, my legs are cramping, I'm hallucinating,
and
I cannot pedal anymore, so I pull over, and I have to walk the bike home. So,
Craig, are you ready to join
me
in heaven?
2 miles in, a guy pulls over in a pickup, and he says, do you need a tube? And I said, yes.
I got one in my pants.
I said, I think I can ride this all the way home. I said, but I'm only a couple miles left. He goes, let me give you a tube. It'll make it easier. So he had a pump in his car. He pumps up the tube. I said, man, I owe you. I said, when I see you on the side of the road, I'll stop and help you. He goes, don't worry about it. It's karma. I'm happy to help you. So the last 2 miles were a joy because I finally had air in both tires, and I'm almost home, so I get home. I take the bike back. Oh, and by the way, when I walked in, it was 6 hours from the time I left to the time I got home. It was 8:30 to 2:30. 6 hours of hell. And all I wanted to do was drink something. So for the rest of the day, I counted. I had about 12, say, 16-ounce glasses of water. I had 2 beers. I had 2 Coca-Colas. I had 2 Gatorades. I never had to pee.
Ugh, wow.
That's a record.
That's how dehydrated I was.
Off.
And I took the bike back to the shop and I told them about the adventure.
Should have thrown it through the plate glass window in front. I'm returning it.
They said, oh man, it was road 72A, not 72D. The way I went into the village, I missed 72A completely. And they said, you'd be surprised though how many people get lost in those trails. Since it's a national forest, we can't mark them. So we're fighting with them to be able to really mark these well, because so many people go up and there are hundreds of miles of trails and people get lost all the time.
And those who do mark the trail get shot by a cowboy.
And the whole time as I'm trapped up there on this trail, especially once I flatted, I thought of you two guys. Because I kept thinking about how vulnerable I was up there. I was tired and beaten down, dehydrated. And I thought how you two would have loved if I had died at the claws and teeth of a mountain lion.
Yeah, that's very possible.
After all the times,
loved that.
After all the
times,
I would have loved it. I would have celebrated it.
Because of all the times on the show that I've claimed that I could take a mountain lion, mm-hmm. right?
There's no way in that state that you could have taken
And authorities said Mr. Miller put up very little fight.
And how you guys would have loved it. But I made it out alive, and it was stupid on my part to not specifically pinpoint the trailhead and not take a better map. Go into the wilderness with... I didn't tell anybody where I was going. Nobody had no idea.
You didn't file a flight plan.
Yeah, and when I was up there 3 hours into this thing in the middle of nowhere with no signs of human life, I thought, man, I should have told someone where I was headed.
You need to get you a little handheld GPS mapping
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
Thought about something like that too, but... So that's the adventure I wanted to tell you about.
That's amazing.
Six wow. hours, and I still am feeling it today. I still don't feel like I've recovered.
Was it worth it? Was it fun?
Hell no.
Did you hear that?
It was not worth it. I think if I had found the real Windsor Trail, it would have been a blast, but this was not worth it. All right, coming up next, we're going to visit with